إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده، وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم ما بعد، I do testify that there is no one to be worshipped, obeyed or followed except Almighty Allah. And I do testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last messenger, the one who is trustworthy, the one who carried the responsibility, the one who fulfilled the promise of Allah, and the one who conveyed the message of Islam to mankind in the best way a human being can ever do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have peace, security, mercy and bounty upon him, upon his family, upon his companions and upon his followers, and upon every Muslim male or female who strives hard in this dunya to follow the footsteps and to trace the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the day of judgment. Ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, my topic tonight is titled Shortcuts to Paradise, or Shortcut Ways to Paradise. And I'm sure the word may sound lovely to your ear, because everybody is looking for shortcuts. In fact, this concept of shortcuts, you will find it almost everywhere. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk about the concept itself, and I'm going to trace it back in the history of humanity, and then I'm going to trace it in Islam. Then I'm going to raise a question that hopefully you and I, by the end of the lecture, will answer it. And I'll give examples of shortcut ways in different aspects of life that would help us, inshallah, achieve the purpose. The shortcut term or concept has been brought up. It was as old as probably human being. However, it was brought to us very vivid through computers and through technology, when everybody was talking about how to do things in a very short way, and at the same time you achieve the same goal as you achieve it by traditional or non-shortcut ways. When you look at the history of humanity, you would find almost in every literature of any country in the world, you would find stories that would talk to you about a treasure. Some people, a poor person or a poor woman or a poor girl, they are waiting for a treasure, and all of a sudden they would find this treasure somewhere, and after that they become wealthy and rich, and they live a very beautiful and luxurious life, almost in every lecture. In the Pakistani literature, in the Japanese literature, in any literature, you would find stories that talk about this, which tells you that this is something almost common among human beings, that they think of it. They want to relax, as people are relaxing to the back now. They want to live comfortable. They want to do little things and to achieve a lot. And this is not something bad, by the way. This is not something bad, but it seems that this concept of shortcuts is embedded in the human mentality. However, you would find different applications of it. Some people would wait for the treasure, and some people would resort to different ways. For example, some people want to cut it short by doing lottery. So like to pay $1 and expect $25 million in one night. What a beautiful dream. Some people would do it through a different way, through waiting for you until you get the $25 million and they would go to your house and they steal it. Another shortcut way to get the money in a very easy way. So you would find a lot of ways, a lot of people thinking of doing things in a very short time in order to be rich and wealthy and to live comfortably. And as I said, if you try to do it, to apply it, and most of the people in business do this, why should you become a doctor or an engineer? You just cut it short and become a businessman. What you can do in 1 week, no one can do in a long time. And this is, in fact, you would find it in Islam. You would find that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us something about this. This is not something strange. Look at the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that says, تِسْعَةُ أَعْشَارِ الرِّزْقِ فِي التِّجَارَةِ. 9 of 10 of the sustenance of a human being means 90% of the risk lies in business. So it means the best job that you can do in life, you can be a businessman. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that. Khadija was that, radiallahu anha. So it's something in Islam. It's not something to be ashamed of, but it's something that you can trace, and you would find a lot of things. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also asked us, when you ask Allah, إذا سألتم الله فاسألوه الفردوس الأعلى. When you ask ممدوح, you just ask me 1 penny or 2 pennies, I'll give you. 5 cents is okay. But when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of asking him to get a palace in paradise, instead of asking him to get a river in paradise, instead of asking him this and this, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, just cut it short and ask Allah for a firdaus al-a'la. So don't ask Allah for little things. This is something part of our religion, and it will help you. When you do this, what you are doing, you are following the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teach yourself. Teach yourself. When you ask human beings, ask for little, because human beings are stingy and miser and niggers. But when you ask Allah, ask for great things. So this is one of the shortcuts that you need. You would find, you can trace this. There's many hadith and many verses of the Quran that would teach you how to do this. Now, the question is, how can we achieve this? How can we achieve these shortcut ways? I'm going to talk as many examples as I can, but hopefully from these examples, inshallah, you would come up with 2 or 3 words in brief, how can we achieve this? First of all, look at the issue of prayer, for example. First, I like those people who have pens and writing, and alhamdulillah, and the others are recording, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach us to document things, because the nature of human being is that we forget. And I'll come to something here that refers to this. So usually try to document, because as soon as we leave the place where we are affected by all these factors around us that would make us either forget or change our minds, would find better things, and this is life. So if you document, at least you would keep something with you. When you are going to do the prayer, and we are asked to do the prayer, and all of us know that one of the ways to make shortcut to paradise is the prayer. We are going to do the 5 obligatory prayers. So if you do it in jama'ah, you get what? 27 rewards more than you are going to do it by yourself. And remember one thing, one element that all of us forget. Any time passes in our life, it never comes back. We always forget this fact. You cannot restore the asr of today if you didn't pray asr in jama'ah. Can you? You cannot. Even if you didn't fulfill the prayer at that time and you want to make qada, you will make it what? By yourself. So you lost 26 or 27 rewards more. So teach yourself. Whenever you want to make the prayer, insist on making the prayer in jama'ah, because you get what? 27 double by doing one act. You are going to do the act, whether by yourself or in a jama'ah. So to be smart, this is one of the conditions, one of the qualities that you make shortcuts is what? You have to be what? Smart. Business people are very smart, right? So you need to be like them. You have to be smart. There's only one time, Asr on this day, one time Maghrib on this day, one time Isha on this day. If you miss it, it never comes back. Nobody can restore it. So do the right thing at the right time. Let's move to another thing. Salat al-Duha. How many of us did Salat al-Duha today? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 out of 600 or 6 million. 6 people. Okay. Do you know if you missed Salat al-Duha, what would happen? You know the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that teaches us every one of us has what? 360 giants. We have giants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with these giants. Have you ever imagined yourself without a joint here moving your hand like that? Have you ever imagined yourself? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us these joints. And all of us should pay piece of a charity for every joint every day. And if you don't do this, you owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this. Because when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you owe him these charities. You have to do them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, how to make it shortcut. And instead of paying 360 charities per day, you make it by what? By doing 2 rak'ahs of duha. Is it a good shortcut? Amazing shortcut. Just by doing 2 rak'ahs, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, you compensate for what? For the 360 charities that you need to make every day. Try to imagine how many days in the past you missed this. And you owe Allah this in the day of judgment. So all of us owe Allah a lot of things. But this one we can compensate, the mercy of Allah. You can do 2 rak'ahs, you can do 4 rak'ahs, you can do 6 rak'ahs, you can do 12 rak'ahs, at least to compensate for the debt that you have on your shoulders. All of us have debt. And we have to pay them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the shortcuts, is Salat al-Duha. Another prayer is called Salat al-Istishraq. Al-Istishraq, or al-Ishraq. Salat al-Ishraq. What does this mean? It's the Duha prayer. But when you combine it with Salat al-Subh, in other words, you do Salat al-Subh, you remain in the mosque, you make tasbih, and you make istighfar, and you make dhikr, until Salat al-Duha. If you spend this time together, you combine the two together, and you stay in the mosque, and this wouldn't take more than an hour, you get the ajr of what? Hajjatin tamma. As if you made a complete hajj. Try to imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful upon us. Just by spending approximately an hour, and you just combine Salat Subh, you wait in the mosque, and you make this dhikr, and you make this tasbih, until the Salat al-Duha comes, and you do 2 rak'ahs, and you're done with this. This equals, or this makes you liable for getting the reward of ajr hajjah tamma. This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Try to imagine, what is the reward of Hajj? What is the reward of Hajj? الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. The sound and correct and accepted Hajj, the reward for it is nothing except what? Paradise. Oh yeah. You see how difficult it is? Just to go to paradise by spending one hour in the mosque, it seems how difficult it is on us. How many of us did this for the last month? Raise your hand. Last month. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. وَقَلِيلٌ مَا هُمْ وَقَلِيلٌ مَا هُمْ. They are very few. But you see, there are shortcuts. This is a shortcut. What do you do? I'm not talking even about
every day. But what do you do in the weekend? What do you do in the weekend? Just spending an hour for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to paradise. What else do we expect from Allah? You see how easy it is? How easy it is, but still we are reluctant. And tomorrow is Sunday, and we'll see how many of us, inshallah, we are going to make Salat al-Ishraq. We are going to combine these two prayers together. Okay. This is one aspect of shortcuts, and these are some examples. By force, or is it by what?
By force.
Okay. By force. Anyway, some people go to paradise, shackled by force. Yeah. بعض الناس يدخلون الجنة مسلسلين. Yeah, by force. Their acts does not make them liable for paradise, but it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they push them. But nobody knows who is he. Is it he or she or nobody knows. Okay. Another area, and we miss this. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Al-Umrah fi Ramadan ki ajr hajj. When you make Umrah in Ramadan, you take the reward of complete hajj. Any time in Ramadan. That's why you see all these millions of people go at that time. Because Muslim, just by being Muslim, is smart. Just by being Muslim, he becomes smart. Because he selected the right path. And this is one of the things. You find people spending $2,000, $3,000 to go there to get hajj by making Umrah in Ramadan. Yes, when you make Umrah at any time, yes, you are rewarded by Allah. But the Umrah in Ramadan equals what? Equals hajj. The reward of hajj, inshallah. But it does not mean that if you didn't make hajj, this would be enough. Okay? Okay. Then try to see that people in that night, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it the night of power. You see that, you notice that when you hit, inshallah, the night of power, what is the reward of it? Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. It means if you do this night, if you miss, how many of you missed the last 10 days of Ramadan? How many of you? Raise your hand. Missed it. One, two. Two people missed it. If you miss it, you miss it. You cannot get it. And that's why the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only did these ibadahs in Ramadan, but they remained 6 months after Ramadan to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept what? Their deed. Because we do the deed, but we don't know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts them or not. So that's why they insist 6 months continuously they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their ibadah. And then the other 6 months or 5 months, they do what? They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them alive until the coming Ramadan, because they missed the golden opportunity in Ramadan. So this is another example of shortcuts. And by the way, you'll find the sifat. The shaitan plays with people even when you try to follow these shortcuts only. Even in Mecca, Allah, even in Mecca, you find people living close to Al-Masjid Al-Haram. They don't go to Al-Masjid Al-Haram. They have fiqh in that, by the way. They go to Al-Masjid Al-Haram only on the night of 27. You want a question? Why don't you keep the question? Okay, go ahead. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. As if you made ibadah for Allah for 83 or 84 years. You see what I'm saying? So do you need a greater reward than that? As if you made ibadah for Allah for all these years. So one night equals that. Okay. Let's move to another thing is the sadaqah. You see that when you make sadaqah, when you make piece of charity, the reward of Allah is what? To double it for you. When we make sayyiah, it's only written one error, one mistake, one sin. But when we make sadaqah, what? It's doubled. It's doubled. And not only that, wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha'. Allah doubles and doubles and triples for whom he ever he wants. And it reaches probably up to 700 times when you make charity for Allah. You see how beautiful if you invest your money in this area. And if you don't invest money in this area, at least you smile in the face of others By just smiling, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you. This is another way. You see, when you meet people, they don't smile in front of you. I don't know why. They don't want to collect. They don't want to collect hasanat. They are not smart. If they are smart, you see, the normal standard of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is you see a big smile on his face. Wherever he goes, unless he comes to the time of prayer, his face changes. Unless he sees something that's against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would get upset and his face changes. So let's teach even the organ, even our tissues, we should teach it how to be Muslim. Just by smiling, we are teaching our face and our mouth how to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you don't do this, you don't get checked. And I'm sure that after the lecture, some people will be mad at me. Alhamdulillah, we got one smile at least. Okay. Again, talabul ilm. Listen to this hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من غدا إلى المسجد لا يريد إلا أن يتعلم خيرا أو يعلمه كان له أجر حجة تامة. من غدا إلى المسجد, من جاء, whoever comes to the mosque, who wants to learn something good or to teach something good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him as if he made hajj, complete hajj. Just by having the intention. When someone calls you that there is a lecture in Masjid Tarbiyah al-Islamiyah, all the shayateen would come to you. All the devs, 20 minutes drive. What am I going to listen to? Every night we listen to things, but we don't get benefit of it. What benefit are we going to get? How many people heard about this lecture and how many people are here now? You see, the shayateen will not leave you. And that's why, look at the hasanas. When we were talking about the prayer, when you go to the prayer, when you go to pray in Masjid Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one prayer equals what? 1,000. When you go to Masjid al-Haram, one prayer equals what? 100,000 prayers. But when you go there, you see the devils are coming to you. And instead of spending 5 hours in the mosque, for example, to get millions of prayers there, millions of rewards, you will remember, your wife asked you to buy her a red shoe. Your son asked you to buy whatever jeans. Your friend asked you to buy. When you go there, all these ideas, when you are praying, they would come to you. So instead of having the intention of doing 20 rak'ahs, you will make 2 rak'ahs and go out to buy. Don't think that is an easy thing, by the way. It's a shortcut, all of us know it. But when you go there, you will remember. You will remember how much punishment you are going to get from your wife if you don't respond to her requirements. You be smart. Buy these things. Go to the mall. Buy all of them in 1 hour and go. And spend most of the time in the mosque. I'm not telling you that. Don't buy these things. No. But be smart. You are there. You spend this time and this effort and this everything in your life to go there. And when you go there, you start thinking of what? Of the gifts and the other things that you need. And you start talking to people on the phone and you spend hours of that. And every 5 minutes you can make 2 rak'ahs. So this is another shortcut, but as I said, it's not easy because the shayateen, the devils know this. And that's why whenever they see you on the right path, they stop in front of you. If they see you in the mall, they would leave you because already the mall is equipped with what? With the shayateen, millions of shayateen. Millions. Because what? As-suq is marta' al-shaytan. The mall is the playground of the devil. So it has already millions. You cannot skip them. So they come to you if you are on the right path. If you are going doing something good, they would come to you. And that's why we need some sort of striving, mujahada. Okay, not only that, how much time when we spend in our cars and we have time when waiting for something, and we can read Quran. Every letter you read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you for letters. Not for words, not for verses, not for chapters, not for juz. For every letter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us. And this is the mercy. We don't get used to that. We come to the mosque, we look for a friend, we wait for outside and chat outside and spend time, and you cannot restore your time back. Nobody can restore his life. You are smart. come quickly, assalamu alaikum, enter the mosque, make the sunnah, and then come to these very nice mushaf, you see, look at them, they are not used, brand new, look at them, if they are used, they would be worn out, look at them, very nice, look at them, you don't want to look at them, look at them, very new, they are not used. Okay, tell me, how many, how today, when you came to Salat al-Isha, how many people were reading the Quran? Raise your hand if you were reading. 1, 2, 3, 4. You see? وَقَلِيلٌ مَّاهُمْ وَقَلِيلٌ مَّاهُمْ. How many of us missed these blessings by just reading the Quran? Because we want to chat. We want to socialize. This is very nice, there's no problem. But you missed that. You missed that. So when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would count for you, okay, you spend 16 years chatting with people, you will see this counted by minutes and seconds, 16 years of your life chatting with people about nonsense. Okay, I need one brave man to tell me he was outside chatting about something. I need one brave man to give me an example. Okay, go ahead. Chatting about what, business? Good, alhamdulillah, this is very good. This would be for the benefit of the Muslim, if you have the intention for that. Okay, no, we need a brave one to tell us he was chatting about basketball or football. Who is brave enough to say that? No one? No one is brave? Okay, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this. Okay. This istighfar, another shortcut of making, you know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say that I used to make istighfar 100 times per day. And even when I forget, he makes what? 70 times. And even though there's a shortcut for this, the shortcut for this is what? To make Sayyid al-Istighfar. Have you ever heard about this? Huh? Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika mastata'at a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana' wa abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi dhanbi faghfir li fa innahu la yaghfir al-dhunuba illa. You just cut it short by this. So you need to learn this. And by learning this, you learn how to make shortcuts to paradise. Okay, just related to this. When you make du'as, one person would make, Allahumma ghfir li, another person, a smarter person, Allahumma ghfir li wa li walidayya, Allahumma ghfir li wa li walidayya, wa li walid walidayya. Another smart person would do what? Allahumma ghfir li wa lil muslimina wal muslimat. Even you don't need to say li. Allahumma ghfir lil muslimina wal muslimat. You see how many, the number of Muslims, if you have the intention in your heart, full intention that you are doing this by following the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you get reward by the number of the Muslims and the Muslimat. Al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, so you include all the ones who are alive and all the ones who are dead, just by one dua. What a nice shortcut. What a nice shortcut. Just by one dua. Allahumma ghfir lil muslimina wal muslimat. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, I heard that Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, the last thing he did, he was saying before he died, he was saying, Allahumma ghfir lil muslimina wal muslimat. He's about to die, to leave life. Try to imagine each one of us with thinking of the $2,000 he left and who is going to take them. Or if he is smarter than this, he would make dua for himself. But you see, Sheikh Abdul Aziz Ibn Baz was making dua for all the Muslims. Because of what? Because of love his Muslims and at the same time of love of himself. Because he wants to get a lot of hasanas before he dies. This is the way you be smart. You just, if you say it one time, you get how many hasanas? Just 1 second before you die. And we have the life in front of us. So why shouldn't all the time we make this? And I do this, and nobody is going to pay. I'm not paying you. Allah is totally paying all of us. You do it, and I do it. Allah is rewarding all of us. This is another shortcut. Another one, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day, this is the fadl of tasbih. He came from his house, and his wife, Jawaira, at that time, and he found her doing tasbih, subhanallah, and making the subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So he went out and went to the mall and did something and came probably after 2 hours or 3 hours. And he saw her doing the same thing, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And he told her, Should I teach you something that if you do it three times, you save yourself the trouble of all these times? Instead of saying SubhanAllah, 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 SubhanAllah. She spent 2 hours doing this. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should I teach you something that would save you all these things that you are doing and make it shortcut? And she said, yes. And he told her to do what? SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi. عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلمات. I wish that every one of you writes this, or at least if you don't get anything today, memorize this. I'm going to repeat it. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. Nobody can do this except a prophet, except a messenger. No one can bring. If you try to challenge this hadith by just adding anything to it, you cannot. Just take the first part of it. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi. As many or as much as the number of his creation. Including what? Including animals, human beings, the drops of rain, the particles of sand, all the living creatures that each one of us has in our bodies. And each one of us at least has trillion of them. All the particles of air around us, everything in the universe is included by saying what? عَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ عَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ. And وَرِضَى نَفْسِهِ. As much as it pleases Allah. Isn't it amazing, wallah? Wallahi, when you reflect upon this hadith. No, can anyone say something like that? What is our nafsihi? Just by saying it one time, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, as much as it pleases Allah. So if you spend all your life just saying Subhanallah, 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 you wouldn't come to a word like that. Wazinata arshihi, as heavy or as much as the weight of the throne of Allah. You don't know how big the throne is. It covers the whole universe. There is nothing bigger than the throne except Allah. And then, وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ. As long as the words, or as many as the words of Allah. And this links us to the end of Surah what? Al-Kahf. What does it say? قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ. And the word بحر here means what? Means the ocean. All the seas together. All the seas together, if they are used as ink, right, as ink, they will finish before the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finishes. And I tried it with myself, thinking that, can I add anything to this hadith that would make it bigger? I didn't find anything. And you have an option to think of that. And just, huh? Oh yeah, oh, in another hadith. The beauty of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is you would find that nothing better than this except another hadith that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This in itself, that this is a proof that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a prophet from Allah, because no human being can do something like this. No human being. And I want you, when you read books, I want you to develop this thing. Tell me, what is the best thing that you read for Shakespeare? To be or not to be? This is the question. What a silly statement. Tell me, what is the best sentence Winston Churchill said? Tell me. What is the best sentence Mr. Gandhi said? Tell me. When you want to read. Look for that. If you memorize anything, tell me. I want to hear from the people who got their education here in the States. Tell me, what is the best sentence that you read for a Western scholar? Tell me. I want to hear. Huh? Speak up, huh? Can you explain this? One step for man is a whole step for mankind also. Okay, how beautiful, but okay, beautiful. But how beautiful if you compare it with the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How beautiful when you compare it with the response of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Aisha asked him, radiallahu anha, why do you pray all the night and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave all your sins, the previous and the coming ones? Why do you do that? And you see the response of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shouldn't I be a thankful slave to Allah? Take this hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and compare it with anything that you read in your life. You do that. I want you to develop yourself through this. If you want to challenge people by this. These are the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you find any human being who said something like this? Look at this hadith. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adad khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinat arshihi, wa midad kalimatihi. Who didn't memorize it? I hope everyone did. Very simple. And then you go after that. You like these things. And then another step. Look at this hadith. I'm sure that some of you want to hear it, some of you don't. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لقيام رجل في سبيل الله ساعة تعدل صلاة 60 سنة. If you stand mujahidan in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one hour jihad في سبيل الله, it equals what? 70 years of ibadah. Wow. That means one day, what does it equal? One day. This made what? This made the smart people. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with the companions and talking about jihad, and said that whoever goes and fights in the way of Allah and dies in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would go to paradise. A companion was sitting. He just converted Islam. He was sitting and eating dates. And he asked Muhammad, if I go now, I'll go to paradise now? He said yes. So he threw the dates and went. And you can see how reluctant we are, because we don't know the shortcut ways. Because we don't perfect the shortcut ways. This is a shortcut. And that's why Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, when he tasted the jihad, he saw someone praying day and night in Masjid al-Haram. Try to imagine that. If you pray 2 hours in Masjid al-Haram, you will get millions of rewards from Allah. Millions. If you count one rak'ah, one prayer equals what? 100,000? So if you pray for 2 hours, how many? You reach millions, definitely. So Abdullah ibn Mubarak told him what? Ya abid al-haramain, law absartana, la'alimta annaka bil-ibadati kal-hamu. Oh, you the one who worship Allah in the best place, in al-haramain, in Mecca and Medina, and you are accumulating a lot of rewards. When you see us, you will know that you are having fun with this ibadah. You are having fun with this ibadah. In other words, you're wasting your time. If you want to make a shortcut, come with us to make jihad in the sake of Allah. And see, these are the ways. And I'm sure that when I talked in the beginning about shortcut ways of paradise, I saw lots of smiles. But when we talked about the top, which is jihad, everyone changed his face then. These are some examples. The question remains now. All these things that I mentioned, how can we reach them? What are the ways to know something like this? I expect you to answer the question. Now you've got some examples. Okay. How to know more shortcuts? Now you've got some examples. How can you know? Can you answer? By what? By following the sunnah? Good. Part of it? Okay. What is? By what? By, make it more general? By what? By clicking the hotkeys? Good. What are these hotkeys? Okay. Can we sum them up? Very good, excellent. Tafaqquh al-Din, by what? By seeking knowledge. By seeking knowledge. And let's be frank with ourselves. How much money we spend on our food and how much money we spend on Islamic books. The last week, all of us today, I'm sure that all of us ate at least 2 meals, right? How many of us bought a book today? Raise your hand. Today. Alhamdulillah, I'm raising my hand. I bought one today. How many of us? Okay. The previous week, how many of us? One? Alhamdulillah, two, three,
Alhamdulillah, 4, 5. Okay, alhamdulillah, better. But you see what? Seeking knowledge. Seeking knowledge is the key word. You are sick, you go to an experienced doctor, he gives you the medicine because he spent 20 years of his life getting the knowledge, and he gives you this knowledge as a shortcut in a prescription. So you get this prescription. I'm not going to charge you for all these prescriptions, by the way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward me, inshallah. But look at this. You seek knowledge. The more you seek knowledge, the more you know these shortcuts. So this is one aspect. By clicking the hot keys, or by tafaqquh fi deen, or call it whatever. By seeking knowledge. And what I say is what? Seeking authentic knowledge. Because a lot of people do something similar to this, but this is not originally from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they are deviating. Okay? So they are deviating. You can do something that may sound to you that it is good, or it may look to you that it is good, but it is not according to the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if you spend all your life doing it, not only that you are not rewarded for this, وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, it leads you to hellfire.